You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
I thought I would bring in mandarins this week because they're in season and they're usually about $4.50, $5 for a kg or a kg bag. And I had some really great ones at Avondale Markets last weekend. I'm loving going to Avondale Markets. And I got some very spherical ones rather than the kind of flatter variety. So they might have been clementines, but I don't really know. But they were really delicious, really flavoursome. Today, though, I just went to Countdown because that's a lot more accessible for a lot of people if you don't live near Avondale Markets. And I got a kg of Satsuma New Zealand, probably from Northland, probably Kirikiri or something. So these are packed for first fresh. And you know what? I was immediately disappointed because it has a packed on date and it's the 24th, almost a week ago. And mandarins last for about 10 days.
Yeah.
So I'm like, they will have been refrigerated, so they'll be okay. But it's already disappointing, you know?
Yeah.
Supermarkets. Anyway, so when you're choosing your mandarins, you want them to be quite firm. If they have kind of a loose skin around them, then you know that they're already overripe. So I've got one here that has like a loose skin to it, but that one's nice and firm for you.
Okay.
So I reckon that'll be a good one. I've also got quite a firm one. So yeah, these are a New Zealand Satsuma.
Classic. I feel like the sort of classic mandarin.
Yes. Yes. The very typical kind of flat. They're kind of like a mini pumpkin.
Yeah.
Yeah, pumpkin shaped.
Yeah.
And the mandarins like are typically thought considered sweeter than an orange, usually a bit more practical.
Good, I love
for the
it.
Lunchbox, fragrant.
I'm peeling it. I can smell it. I'm feeling excellent.
That's what you
about
want
it.
In a mandarin, eh? Yeah. Like as soon as you open it, your mouth starts watering because they're so fragrant. So yeah, I think the mandarin has a lot of things going for it. Just like packed with juice and sweetness, and I think the practicality and the peeling is a big thing, like huge over the orange, right?
Yeah.
Like you'll pack two mandarins over one orange in your lunchbox any day, right?
Absolutely. The amount of times that I can be bothered with an orange, very small
yes.
amount of times.
Exactly.
Mandarins, however,
yep.
best snack.
Practicality and fruit is a real must. That's why I reckon bananas are the world's most popular fruit, because they're just ready to go and they actually fill you up. That's the thing about mandarins. They don't fill you up. There's one mark against them. But they are just that little burst of sweetness that you kind of need sometimes in your workday.
I secretly had one off a little segment, and it was delicious. A bit tart.
Yeah.
A bit tart, which I enjoy. But pretty good mandarin.
Quite a good mandarin. I reckon this will be a bit of a mixed bag with some of these with the larger, looser skinned ones that won't be as good. But yeah, overall, probably quite a good buy at the moment, I reckon. Yeah, Countdown Satsuma. But if you can get to a local market, I highly recommend it. I'm so into Avondale Markets. They're so great. Like, you can get, like, at the moment, spinach is in short supply, but there are all sorts of other kind of greens you can get there instead that you don't see a lot of. Like, I don't know. I actually don't know what they are, but
yeah,
they'll stand in easily for anything you'd typically put in, use spinach for. So yeah, I'm just loving going to Avondale Markets. They're just heaps of fun.
They are great. I sometimes find if they're a bit much with people.
Yeah, that's definitely true.
Can be a bit much, but when you're ready to face the crowds. Someone texts in saying they like firm mandarins.
Yeah, me too. And one thing that you want to be looking for when you're buying mandarins, if you're getting them loose, is ones that feel heavy for their size. So that'll mean that they're quite juicy. That's okay. A good little tip for you.
That is great. I didn't know any of these tips.
Yeah.
Definitely when I was growing up, we had a very well-producing mandarin tree. And so eating mandarins from the backyard was...
Yeah, you grew up in the north, didn't you?
I did.
Yeah,
I
they
did.
Grow very well in the north. Yeah. They don't like too cold a winter. And I highly recommend everyone growing citrus in their back garden. If you have a back garden, then you're super lucky.
Yeah, you need to plant a lemon tree if there's not a lemon tree there, because everyone that has the house after you will appreciate that.
Yes. Absolutely. And or Satsuma.
or some mandarins. Delicious.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for coming in, Anna.
Hey, my absolute pleasure, Alice.
Thank you for bringing me this mandarin that I'm going to eat the rest of during the next song. And I just had one final little mandarin fact that I wanted to squeeze in there.
Yeah, this is a bit of an etymology one. The etymology is not like 100% down, but the name Mandarin comes from the word Mandarin from China. So like Mandarin dignitaries well, presumably ate and consumed the fruit and were like given the fruits as like a mark of prestige. So we think that's where the word Mandarin comes from, or it might be after the colour of their robes.
I've never put those two words together, like the same word together again. So very interesting.
And they are by far the world's largest producer of mandarins as well. But this particular variety comes to New Zealand from Japan.
Satsuma. That sounds Satsuma, Japanese. Yeah. Excellent. So what's our rating for mandarins?
I'm only giving these ones a 6 or a 7 out of 10. Mm-hmm. I just don't. They're a week old already and they're just not top of their game. But however, if you go to Avondale Markets,
we should get a sponsorship from them. We can get a 10 out of 10 mandarin.
Like 100%.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.